So, Ollie Horgan, looking ahead to this weekend's game against UCD, you said it at the start of the campaign that you felt that UCD could end up in the main rivals for Finn Harps in this Premier Division campaign. You meet for the first time now on Friday night. Is this the most important game so far of the year for you guys?
All the games this year were important, you know, from the very first game up in Bohemians. You know, we looked at the fact that ourselves and UCB got promoted, that we probably were the two that would find the jump in Sender difficult. But having watched UCB last Saturday in Sligo, they've improved from last year. And we got nothing out of Belfield last year. We did get a draw, although we got beaten in the first league game up there and got beaten at home. So I'm not quite sure UCB be down near the bottom at all. Although, you know, they play some very, very attractive football and certainly did last Saturday.
Listen, you've had your longest break of the league so far because you had a very busy schedule at the start of the campaign. What's it been like over the last week or so in getting ready for this game, Ollie?
Probably very little training involved, Rushing. I mean, you know, it's simply trying to get people ready and recovered and strapped up to go out again on Friday night. We've had a week since our last game against Cork. We hadn't had that since the start of the season. But there's very little training involved in this. It's really a matter of trying to patch people up and get them physically recovered to go again up in Dublin on Friday.
Looking at the campaign so far, do you feel maybe you've been unlucky in matches, Ollie? Things just maybe haven't gone your way?
We've been unlucky and lucky at the same time. You know, we got a draw in Pats, we got a draw at home to Dundalk, and you know, little bits of luck went our way those nights. Be it you know, the woodwork and that maybe against Dundalk, and that. At the same time, I think, you know, we didn't perform against Sligo, and that's taking nothing away from Sligo by any manner. We were 2-0 down before we started. We then performed against Cork, if you like, but met a better side. In that they we scored 3 and still got beaten, but that's the standard of it. If you make mistakes at this level, you get punished. And you know, things that we did very well last year in the first division, and probably got us promoted, are much more difficult to do against better opposition. In particular, with set pieces, and the deliveries are better, and the strength and power of other teams we're playing against, and that also includes GCV, who have a lot of power and strength as well as very attractive players.
Do you feel then, Ollie, you're not too far away from making that transition to starting getting full sets of points then?
Look, we need to get better. We have to get better, to put it that way to you. You know, I felt on Friday we improved from the previous two games, although we still got nothing out of it. Probably in hindsight we'd be better off not playing well and getting a draw or getting some sort of points on the board. But it's a serious standard. It's a better standard than when we were in it before. You know, the fact that there are 10 teams in it, and all of them virtually are full-time. And that's not an excuse. It's brilliant to be in it. But we have to improve, Oisín. Yeah, I think we have potentially a chance to improve, but we need to get there. And even while we're improving, we need to pick up some sort of points to keep us in it. You know, in sight of the ones above us, to put it that way to you.
Yeah. Looking at UCD, your squad has changed a lot since the First Division campaign last year. How has UCD lined up for this Premier Division campaign from their point of view? Has there been many changes in there, Ollie, that would...
They've very, very few changes. They've two changes that we were aware of, that Craig Sloggan went to Derry and Darrell O'Connor went to Cork. And they've taken in, you know, letting Richie Farrell out of St. Pat's, that extremely talented player, and they didn't look any way weakened with him in there. They're very similar to last year, but have kicked on and look a different animal than last year. And last year they caused us a lot of bother. We couldn't beat them. Just from going on Saturday in Sligo, I think anyone there, and even the Sligo supporters, would count themselves very lucky to have got away with that game and won it, because they played very attractive football. They had the majority of possession, and that's them away from home. And Belfield is a bigger pitch again, and we know how difficult it'll be. And it was difficult last year in the First Division, don't mind what we're going into on Friday nightly.
Yeah. Just finally then, Ollie, you're going to Dublin. You're playing at the Belfield Bowl. If you can take the full points on Friday night against UCD, it'll give you a bit of bragging rights over them, and it'll give you a bit of space ahead of them at the bottom of the table as well. But it will also leave them in a situation that it will be a big kick in the teeth to them, so it would.
Well, it depends. I mean, would you take a draw now? Absolutely. You would take a draw with open arms going to UCD. I'm not quite sure, Lushin. You know, yeah, at the start of the season before we kicked the ball, I felt that they would be, you know, fighting relegation along with us. I'm not so sure, having watched them on Saturday, will they be down there? You know, with the brand of football they play, and they'll keep playing that. They'll play that against the best teams. Don't mind, if you like, against us in that manner. But we need to try and get something out of it. Be it a draw, we were delighted with that, because that's the height of what we got from there last year. We got beaten and we got a draw, albeit the night they won the league. And hopefully there won't be much in it again on Friday night, but we need to get better to get to that stage.